Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Damien gave me something earlier in the week, which I'm going to share with everyone. Damien, you don't know. I hope this is okay. You don't know what I'm doing here, but...
All right.
It's going to be for your benefit, I think.
now I'm worried. I mean, I'm thinking back. What the...
So earlier in the week, Damien sent me a copy of his new song. So he's got a new song coming out. It's called Superhuman. It drops on the 1st of September. And it is awesome. So can I play a little bit now? I'm absolutely in love with it. I just think it's so catchy. It's one of your best songs, I reckon. Just have a little listen to this. I want to I know the words. I mean, listen to
this. Wow, jeez. Wow, you're...
Hear the Irish fiddle there?
Yeah. That's right. Wow, you know, actually, that's pretty cool hearing it on the radio. I gotta be honest, this is the first time it's been played anywhere, actually.
Yes, when... Damien sent that to me earlier in the week. I listened to it. I'm like, oh my God, I love that song. And then I was playing it to everyone at home, and I've got it on my car, so I've downloaded it so I can play. Wow. I just think it's really catchy. So you're bringing it out on the 1st of September.
1st of September.
Do you know what I think would be really cool to go along with its release? Because it's an awesome song.
Go on.
An awesome music video.
Oh, yeah, too right it would be.
Now, have you organised one?
I haven't yet. It's, you know, step by step. At the moment, I'm just excited to get it out. I haven't even gone that far yet with a music video.
Well, I think you can't miss the opportunity. Like, when the song comes out, the music video usually drops straight afterwards.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
So if you haven't organised anything yet, I am here to help.
Oh, okay.
Damien Leith, I will make your music video for that song. I have a dream.
I have a dream.
I reckon Superhuman is such a cool song, and I knew that you hadn't thought about a music video, but it needs one. This is going to be a massive hit.
So wait a minute. Okay, so you're stepping up to actually make the music video.
Yes.
All right.
I'll direct the music video.
Have you done music videos before?
No.
All right, okay.
But we do a lot of music videos. Like, we do a lot of videos here, not music videos, but
yeah, but
videos.
They're like novelty videos. I trust in you, actually. But, you know, you're when you... put your mind to something. There's no messing around. What sort of budget?
Budget?
Yeah, it's going to cost a few bob to make it.
I don't have a budget. Zero.
Oh, the zero budget video. Okay.
Zero budget.
All right, so this is on our iPhone, isn't it?
Potentially. But I thought, you know, what we could do is make a music video. Because I just have this, when I was listening to the song, I just have this vision of like beach and like young people and being free and all that. And I just was picturing all different places in the Illawarra.
Yeah.
And I just think we could do a music video that could showcase the Illawarra, showcase your song, and it would be like a win-win.
You know what? I can see it in your eyes. They're all kind of lit up, so you're energized. I'm 100% behind you. If you want to do it, let's do it.
Really? You're not just saying that because we're on the radio. This is why I asked you on the radio.
I am kind of cornered. I'm cornered a little bit, but no, I have confidence. I believe in it. Yep. You seem like...
Can we do it?
Let's do it.
It'll be fun. It'll be so amazing.
So
to
video
have...
clip for this song.
Superhuman. All right.
Superhuman. And I think it'll be so cool. How cool to get people of the Illawarra involved as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So I think it'll be a lot of fun. So yes, I want to do a music video. We have zero budget, but we've got a lot of enthusiasm and we've got a great song. Right. So
have you got an initial plan at all?
No, I've got some ideas.
You've got ideas, okay.
But you know what I need first, because it's the 1st of September that it's dropped. Yep. I really need people to volunteer to be involved.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I just grabbed a coffee then after Double or Nothing. The merch man, Merchy, is in the kitchen, our digital guru. Go see him. Get him to set up a web page. You can do that in a couple of minutes. I reckon by 9 o'clock, we could be good to go.
Yeah, so if you want to be in a music video, I mean, you'll be volunteering your time, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you've always dreamed, you know what, I want to be in a music video, film clip and you just want to have a bit of fun with us,
yeah, okay.
Then, okay, by 9 o'clock, do you reckon, Dino? Just keep your eye out on the website, and if you want to be part of it, jump on and volunteer your services. You could be starring in the music video to this song.
Beautiful. I love it. Okay. Yeah, hey, bring it on.
Let's do it. Jade's on a mission to make a film clip. We need you involved, Illawarra. Keep an eye on our website and our socials a bit later this morning. We'd love you to be a part of it. Can't wait for this to come out.
Oh, now I'm excited. I'm added excited.
Really?
No, I'm totally confident. Totally confident.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Just a quick remark more than anything else.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but in recent years, there's a trend has kind of developed. A trend of being opinionated. has anyone noticed this?
What do you mean? Like,
well, when I was a kid, I remember the old saying was, if you got nothing good to say, say nothing at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But that's not the case anymore. Nowadays, when you've got an opinion, good or bad, you tell people right to their faces. Oh. Some industries especially. I think in our industry, people kind of come up and they'll tell us anything.
People love it. And I'm like, just even this week, someone sent a letter to, I couldn't understand the writing, but I don't think it was a nice letter.
we don't know, actually. We all had to go reading it. None of us really knew. So if I was going to have an opinion about it, that person needs to learn how to write better.
Yeah.
And of course, keyboard warriors are on the increase on the horizon.
So do you think we're getting more opinionated, or we just have more platforms to share our opinions? And when you're sharing them, they're quite public.
I think that's what it is. But what I find is, you know, online, that's fair. I'm not for it. I don't like it online when people are having a go, and we know it's bullying, and there's a lot of really, really firm aspects to it that are affecting people's lives in a big way.
Can have massive consequences for people.
Absolutely terrible. But like when someone hits you with it right to your face, like right in front of you. The other day someone turned around to me and said, hey, I bought one of your albums once and I really was disappointed. And I was like, what do I say to that?
I know. And you kind of go like, are you serious? Like I thought, because I was there and I thought maybe that was a bit of a joke, but then I realised, no, it wasn't a joke. It's like, God, well, just because you might not have liked, Damien's a person who's got feelings.
I know. It has played on my mind ever since. It hasn't left my mind. You know what hasn't left my mind more than the comment is the fact that I said nothing back.
Yeah. And you're like going, man, I wish I had had a comeback. Because you get railroaded, though. You're sidelined by stuff like that. You'd actually, when you meet people, you don't expect them to go, oh, yeah, hi, nice to meet you. Anyway, I hate the way you do blah, blah, blah. And you go,
you don't know what to do. And then you start replaying it in your mind, and then you start going, yo, well, if I had to say it, blah, blah, blah. And then you really, that very moment when they said, I got your album and I was disappointed. And then you go, I'd give you a nasty look, but you've already got one.
Hey!
You want to come back with that, but it doesn't come out in time. So I've gone to the interweb and I found a whole bunch of comebacks for anyone today who might experience something that I've experienced.
Store these away, and if you need them on the weekend, pull them out.
Yeah. Oh, in life. So if somebody comes and says something that's not nice.
So you say something to me now. Say, Damien, you smell bad. But I don't.
Damien, you smell bad.
Well, you know what? You're the reason God created the middle finger.
What do you think of that?
Almost as deep as a chicken wing burger on my lips right now.
Go on, give us another one.
Damien, you suck at eating challenges.
Listen, you bring everyone so much joy when you leave the room.
Oh!
Take that for a burn.
Harsh.
Give me another one.
Oh, okay. They
don't have to be real ones, okay?
Your pants are too tight. Hey, it's not real. It's hypothetical. I thought that...
But listen, I'd give you a nasty look, but you've already got one.
Oh, you've already used that line.
Oh, did I? Okay. So, someday you'll go far. I hope you stay there.
So they're good. And you know what? Those comebacks are
give
actually
me another one. Give me another one.
Okay.
No, because now you're hurting my feelings, so now I'm really... Okay. All right.
Who told you green was your colour? They must be colour blind.
I'm wearing green. Oh, you mean that? Okay.
No, I don't.
You know, if I wanted to hear from a butt, I'd fart.
Wow. All right. I'm starting to feel not good about myself too because these aren't real.
Yeah.
nasty words I'm saying, but I feel like you're getting too excited. He's giving it back to me. These are all the comebacks you wish you had earlier in the week, aren't they?
I have loads more like this. So if anybody wants anything like this, just get in touch with us, 427-51-965. If you want us to ring someone and come back at them, we'll do that too.
We're always happy to do it. We can even record the comebacks for you just to play off your phone.
Hey, Jade, you should really come with a warning label.
What? What?
Oh, well, okay. That one wasn't so good.
Oh. The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Wave FM's Jade up against Damien. This is the joke-off.
One of many, 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 many things we love about Friday is the joke-off.
We love it. We do love it. Jade is laughing. She hasn't even told the joke yet, but she's laughing.
Oh, I've been having good little giggles here this morning.
It's good.
Now, today's joke-off, because we're doing it at 6:20, it's going to be a bit of a naughty edition, isn't it? It's a bit X-rated edition.
Mine isn't X-rated.
Oh, I thought that's what we were doing because it was early. We were glad to have naughty jokes.
No, mine are all... So are you overall...
Every single joke.
It's still dark outside, so we can get a bit blue on it.
Oh, jeez. Okay, yeah, well...
Can I just do a quick disclaimer, though? If you've got kids in the car, maybe you're lucky enough to be up for swimming training or something like that.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
These jokes are a little bit risque, so I'll give you time to... Change channel.
Look at you, okay.
Plenty of Illawarra kids are on buses at the moment heading towards Campbelltown for a sports carnival.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're just stunning.
There's no swearing or anything.
Shaming you, Jade.
These are a bit risque.
What you're about to do is scandalous.
I thought we were agreed. That's what we were doing at 6:20 this morning.
Let the games begin. Let's jump in. So it's five jokes apiece. You take it in turns of firing jokes across the net and no pressure. It's all on my shoulders to decide a winner each time. Jade, good luck. Joke number one coming at you.
Oh, I think it's
David's going to go first. Yeah, okay, where you go?
Today was a terrible day. My ex got hit by a bus and I lost my job as a bus driver. Come on, Jade.
Oh, no, I'm happy to laugh at everything. Okay, mine. Life is like toilet paper. You're either on a roll or taking crap from some asshole.
No one expected that, did they?
I think for the potty mouth, we've just got to give that one to Damo. So it's Damo's one up, four to go.
You blew it on that one, okay?
Oh, what?
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road? It got stuck in a crack.
Hey, that's
not bad. So yours are kind of dirty as well.
Yeah, but I didn't say.
A-hole.
Yeah.
Sorry, I should have said a-hole. I apologise. Dear NASA, your mum thought I was big enough. Pluto. It's really clever because Pluto was a planet and then they took planet status away. Oh, man, was that too highbrow for you?
It's joke two to Damo.
What?
Two up.
That was absolute awful.
That was so good.
That's up there with the worst joke you've ever told.
Man.
Okay, here we go. Recently, my girlfriend asked me if I was having sex behind her back, and I replied, yes, who did you think it was?
Okay, I'm going to win this one.
Go on, Jake.
I asked my wife why she never blinked during foreplay. She said she didn't have time.
Oh, that's highbrow. I only get it now.
Jade's on the comeback train. It's 2-1.
Okay.
It's a 5-minute walk from my house to the bar, but a 45-minute walk from the bar to my house. The difference is staggering. Yeah, Dino liked it. Dino liked it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. When Miley Cyrus is naked and licks a hammer, it's art and music. But when I do it, I'm wasted and have to leave Bunnings.
Not bad. Gee, that one was close. I reckon just an edge to Jade.
Yeah, so it's a decider
two,
now.
Two apiece down to the decider.
Okay.
All right. I got a new pair of gloves yesterday. They're both lefts, which on one hand is great, but on the other, it's just not right. It's a dad joke. Come on.
It's a bit clever.
Yeah. Unexpected sex is a great way to be woken up. If you're not in prison.
Jeez, no one expected that.
Come on, Dino.
She can't be the teacher's pet all the time.
Come on. You were told to bring risque jokes to the fore, and I feel like that I'm getting...
Just remember that Pluto joke that was in the midst there, the worst joke ever told on radio.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, look, it's going to come down to a count back, and I think Damo just...
Yeah, you bet I did. Give me the trophy. It's mine.
If anyone would like to stage a protest, feel free to call 427-51-965.
There we go.
That do it silently.
Is the joke off. Coming up on 28 past 6.
Like Pluto. I thought that was great.
It was a crap.
It's a dog of a joke.
Oh, nice.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Just want to let people know about a couple of scams that are going around. Okay. More scams. I feel like scammers are getting more and much more clever with the way that they approach people. And fleece them of money. So 2 days ago, I got a call from this random mobile number, and usually I will pick up my phone and just not say anything, because usually they're people ringing and they end up hanging up just to see whether your number's still active.
Yeah.
Now this guy goes, "Who's this?" I'm like, "Who's this?" And he goes, "Who's this?"
He said this to you.
Yeah, and I went. I cracked first. I said, "Jade, who's this?" And he goes, "Gary." He goes, "I was just giving you a call, just ringing this number back." And he said, "Just so you know, scammers have got your number. And they're using it." He said, "Somebody just rang me from this phone number telling me," and he goes, "I think they were from the ATO or something, telling me that my credit card details weren't up to date and that I needed to update my credit card details." And he goes, "It's a scam." And he goes, "But I'm just always hang up and then I ring back the number to see if it was real or not. And the fact that you've answered your phone means that they were scamming it." So people mirror your phone number and use the mirror of your phone number to ring people and then tell them they're from a legitimate service and that your credit card's not up to date. Can I just get you to can you just narrate your credit card number to me? And then the CCV on the back. Yeah. So basically you give them all your credit card details without realising it. You just think you're updating it.
That is terrible. Well, that's close to one I get. I get phone calls quite a lot from mobile numbers that are almost identical to mine. So, like, my number ends in 777, but I'll get, 776.
Yeah.
Yeah, right,
so
okay.
So that must be that similar kind of technology to what you're saying. Yeah,
well, so another one that I got this week too is my mother-in-law sent me a link. She goes, "Lorna Jane clearance sale, like, up to 80% off." I'm like, "This is awesome!" So I clicked on there and I'm like, "Oh, my God, Lorna Jane tights for, like, $18, and there's a jacket there that was $300 down to $20. I'm this is amazing. And then so I'm going through and just loading up my basket, like, going, "This is Jade in heaven." Like, it's a bargain and it's online, so it doesn't feel like we're real. And then I just thought at the end, I'm like going, sometimes if something's too good to be true, it quite often is. And then I thought I would go out and then log into Lorna Jane clearance sale and do a Google search. And they've got a sale on their website, but this isn't it. You might get some tights that were $100 down to $70, but they're certainly not selling, like, you know, $600. Yeah, so you've got $130 tights here for $26 and they look fine. So then I like clicked on languages and it said, "Oh, you need a different plugin to have these languages." And I'm like, "Oh my God, it looks like a legitimate website. You would think you are purchasing from Lorna Jane, but there's one or two things where you go, "Oh, they forgot to add the languages bit to it."
Yeah.
And then the Facebook page that they use to share it, it's a bit dodgy as well. It's got like two different photos on it and then it's set up in Indonesia.
Yeah.
If I hadn't have stopped myself, I would have just dropped about $400 Jane.
It is terrible. There's a similar one with Ray-Ban glasses. You know, exact same thing. A sale on Ray-Bans. It'll come up exactly like that. A perfect website. Looks amazing. I did the same thing as you. I went on. I was buying. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is amazing. These are the best things ever. And the whole thing was a scam. A completely set up, wonderful looking website that was totally wrong.
Yeah, like, and this looks legit. Everything that you get. You got the drop down, pick your pants, choose your sizes, add it to cart. Like, it looks like a normal website. And so I hate to think how many people have jumped on here and have been like, "Wow, I'm getting bargains," and then they drop all this money on there and they never see any Lorna Jane. So there's two scams, just to be mindful of everyone.
Absolutely. More so than ever, be extra, extra careful, especially at the moment. A lot of people are going to be having, lucky buggers, a bit of money flowing in with tax returns and all that kind of thing. So before you jump online and do a bit of shopping, make sure you're going to the exact right sites.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.